Hachette Audio presents The Longest Ride, written by Nicholas Sparks, read by January Lavoie and Ron McClarty.
One. Early February 2011. Ira. I sometimes think to myself that I'm the last of my kind. My name is Ira Levinson. I'm a Southerner and a Jew, and equally proud to have been called both at one time or another. I'm also an old man. I was born in 1920, the year that alcohol was outlawed and women were given the right to vote, and I often wondered if that was the reason my life turned out the way it did. I've never been a drinker, after all, and the woman I married stood in line to cast a ballot for Roosevelt as soon as she reached the appropriate age. So it would be easy to imagine that the year of my birth somehow ordained it all. My father would have scoffed at the notion. He was a man who believed in rules. Ira, he would say to me when I was young and working with him in the haberdashery, let me tell you something you should never do. And then he would tell me. His rules for life, he called them. And I grew up hearing my father's rules on just about everything. Some of what he told me was moral in nature, rooted in the teachings of the Talmud. And they were probably the same things most parents said to their children. I was told that I should never lie or cheat or steal, for instance. But my father, a sometimes Jew, he called himself back then, was far more likely to focus on the practical. Never go out in the rain without a hat, he would tell me. Never touch a stove burner on the off chance it still might be hot. I was warned that I should never count the money in my wallet in public or buy jewelry from a man on the street, no matter how good the deal might seem. On and on they went, these nevers. But despite their random nature, I found myself following almost every one, perhaps because I wanted never to disappoint my father. His voice even now follows me everywhere on this longest of rides, this thing called life. Similarly, I was often told what I should do. He expected honesty and integrity in all aspects of life. But I was also told to hold doors for women and
sample complete. Ready to continue?